This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, seavillepodcast.com.
Jody Wagner is a Democratic candidate for the office of Lieutenant Governor, and she joins us on the long line from the camp somewhere in Virginia on the hardworking campaign trail. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Hi, Coy. How are you?
Very good. Where are you today?
Actually, I am in Virginia Beach. I'm headed to Norfolk for the evening, and then by tomorrow I'll be in Richmond.
There you go. Gosh, so I'm curious what parts of Virginia you haven't seen this summer.
I don't know that there is a part of Virginia we haven't seen this summer, but it's been a great summer to do it. The weather has really been spectacular. I know you've got some thunderclouds stirring in your area now, but that's been pretty rare. We've actually been pretty fortunate this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. So how's it going? What are you hearing from folks out on the campaign trail?
It is going very well. As we travel around the state, I think people are anxious to learn more about me and about the things that I am fighting to make sure that we do in Virginia. And the number one job that I will have going forward is to help create more jobs in Virginia. And citizens understand the need to attract 21st century businesses to the Commonwealth. They understand that we need to be innovative and go after green energy jobs, biotech jobs. In fact, there's no area of the state that's more aware of that than your area.
Yeah, absolutely. I was talking with somebody recently, and they were telling me that in 1940, the most populous places in Virginia, the two most populous counties where most of the people in Virginia lived, Wise County, down in far southwest Virginia because of coal mining, and this is in 1940, and I think it was Pennsylvania County down in Southside because of textiles and furniture manufacturing. And of course, now it's a very different story.
I know, it's amazing how fast the demographic map has changed in Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Jody Wagner. She's a Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor. The election, of course, is in November, and we are preparing to shift into that final lap here, that race sprint for the finish here in just a few weeks when things will really start to heat up. So, Jody, remind us again your primary message for voters, what you want voters to keep in mind when they consider Bill Bowling's potential re-election. He is standing for re-election, and your race against him.
I think that voters need to look at two things. One, they have to look at my experience, both as in my private life as a mother, as an entrepreneur who created a popcorn company and retail establishment, and right now is going through some of the same challenges that many small business owners are going through throughout the Commonwealth, and my experience in state government, serving as the treasurer in Mark Warner's administration and the Secretary of Finance in Tim Kaine's. I have shown up every day working hard for the citizens of Virginia when I was serving in those capacities. And they need to contrast that with Bill Bowling's service or lack of service as lieutenant governor and ask themselves whether they've seen a tremendous difference because he was serving as lieutenant governor over the past 4 years.
And when you say the lack of service, flesh that out for us. What is your primary criticism of his record?
Well, Coy, he just hasn't done much. You know, he has been a placeholder. He hasn't, he has not been innovative. While he is now talking about creating jobs, he hasn't been a leader in that for the past 3.5 years. You know, he has been the lieutenant governor, so it's not like he's trying out for the job. He's had that job, and he can't point to a lot of accomplishments. In addition, there are 5 boards and commissions that the lieutenant governor serves on by virtue of the Virginia Code, where the General Assembly thought it was those positions were important enough to ask the lieutenant governor to serve on those commissions and put him. And our understanding is that Bill rarely, if ever, went to those. And some of those really affect the lives of Virginians. For example, there's a Virginia Disabilities Board charged with looking at how to make Virginia better for people with disabilities. Bill Bowling never went to the commission meetings. There's a Virginia Military Advisory Council intended to enhance the relationship of the state with the military. And, as you know, one of our biggest employers statewide is, a number of the different divisions of the military, particularly in my area, the Navy, in other areas, the Army, Air Force. And Bill Bowling never went to those those council meetings. So you've got to wonder, what exactly was Bill Bowling doing for the past 3.5 years when he was supposedly serving the citizens as lieutenant governor?
We are talking with Jody Wagner. She is running against Bill Bowling for the office of lieutenant governor this year here in the Commonwealth. The election, of course, is in November. Jody, what are your thoughts about come next year, no matter who wins, the incredible financial problems that will face this Virginia next year regarding the budget, just with the economy the way it is? What do you think we need to keep in mind moving forward to possibly deal with this?
Well, you know, Virginia, like 49 other states, is feeling the effects of the national and global economic recession. You know, a recession that was really brought on by some failed economic policies of the Bush administration, some lack regulation, which allowed finance companies to do things that have ultimately resulted in the loss of many dollars by many people. And we're all paying the price for that. The good news for Virginia is that despite the challenges that we're facing both nationally and in the state, Virginia's in pretty good shape. I mean, we've gotten our AAA credit rating renewed. In fact, the rating agency said very positive things about the state's management of the fiscal situation. We're in a position where the Commonwealth is, you know, paying its bills on time. We're not issuing IOUs like California. We've had proper fiscal leadership over the past 8 years, and as a result, we are in a position where we're not talking about selling state assets like Arizona is. You know, we are in pretty, you know, pretty firm ground given the state of the national economy. And, you know, there will be sacrifices. There are going to have to be some very hard decisions made to balance the budget. You know, when your revenues dip, there are only two choices. You know, you can either raise taxes or you can cut. And when citizens are hurting, is not the right time to raise taxes. So, the governor is doing the right thing, and he's looking at hard decisions that need to be made to bring the state budget into balance.
We're talking with Jody Wagner. She is a Democratic candidate for lieutenant governor. How do we get those jobs? Explain this process when you get up on the campaign trail and you say, we need to bring green jobs to Virginia. Explain that process of how that actually works behind the scenes. How does Virginia actually get those jobs, because they're out there. I mean, the federal government is investing in companies, and you know, venture capitalists are investing in green companies, and they are creating jobs. How can we work behind the scenes to make sure that those jobs are created here?
Well, first of all, and you know, the number one thing that Virginia has to do is maintain a positive business climate for business, and we've done that. You know, Virginia has been named the best state for business six times over the past few years, and that's because we have a reasonable tax base, we have good regulation, you know, we take, you know, care of our businesses. But then in order to get new businesses to grow here and businesses to relocate here, we need to be making sure that we're offering the kinds of inducements and encouragement to business that other states are offering. And I can tell you that in some fields, for example, biotech, surrounding states are more aggressive. You know, Maryland is doing some very creative things to attract biotech businesses. Virginia has all of the same assets and more. You know, we've got great universities. We've got UVA where you're located. We've got Virginia Tech. We've got excellent research going on. But we need to be able to offer some inducements to businesses so that they decide to place their businesses in our state rather than going across the border.
Jody Wagner, she's an entrepreneur and a mother, the former Secretary of Finance and the former Treasurer for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and she is now a candidate for Lieutenant Governor, the election, of course, in November, and things are getting ready to heat up. Is that right, Jody? I mean, after Labor Day is when it really, when people really start paying a lot of attention and things start to heat up.
Well, I think that's true, although I'll tell you, it's about 100 degrees here today. But no, I think the campaign is, you know, is beginning to heat up. I don't know if you noticed, but today my running mate, Cree Deeds, made a big announcement up in Northern Virginia, and he's begun advertising on TV. So I think you're going to start seeing a whole lot of activity as we move towards Labor Day.
There you go. Jody Wagner, candidate for lieutenant governor. Jody, thanks for being here, and stay in touch.
Thank you so much, Coy, and have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.